Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm trying to identify a charge, a transaction on my credit card.
Okay, sir. What is your zip code?
94610.
All right, sir. What is your first and last name?
First name Kelvin. Kelvin. Last name is Thompson. Thompson.
All right. And can you verify your shipping address?
398 Euclid Avenue, apartment 301, Oakland, California.
I actually have family out in Oakland. Yeah, I've been out there one time in 2001. I never forget it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's a lot of gangs out there. All right, give me 1 second, sir, while this is being, while it's loading. Okay, sir. So, you called about a charge that was $9.97?
No, this one is for, I recognize that charge. This is for $8.25. Now, is this for, am I talking with, I thought I was calling Sears.
No.
Sears credit card?
No, and not that.
They routed me to you.
They invited it to you because they're probably seeing, I'm not so sure, maybe a charge, but I only see two charges here, and that was for you. You ordered two stealth drones?
Two?
Yes, sir. I see two of them here.
For the same price?
One was $8.25, one was $9.97.
But they're for the same product.
Yeah, same product, but it's two of them, look like it.
Does it say what card this was charged to?
One was the, it's two different cards. One is the 7074 card, and another one was a 9584 card.
Okay, because see what I'm trying to order, it says the card was declined. Try another card. So then I tried another card, and I got the same thing. It was declined. So the order, as far as I can tell, never actually went through because they never sent me. You know, I never saw the orders complete, or email confirmation, or you know, a receipt or nothing. But It's on my card, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm being charged for it.
Yes, sir.
I'm just wondering, like, what? See, because when you look on your account, all they're giving you nowadays is just a bunch of numbers and letters. You know, they don't really tell you what you bought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they may give you the price, but you don't. If you don't remember exactly what that price was for, you may not realize what you're being charged for.
Yeah, and it doesn't tell you the product. It tells you the merchant of
Yeah.
And you have to call in to see exactly what it was that you ordered.
Yeah, you got to go through all that. You know, when I don't know why they can't give you a description of the product. Then you probably go, oh, yeah, I remember I ordered that. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
But
so that
you're just getting numbers and abbreviations and stuff, you know.
Yeah, so that's what that is. Is anything wrong with that, or you didn't?
Well, I didn't want to order two. See, because it said my card was declined. Try another card. So, you know, I figured that it didn't go through. I mean, why would they charge me if it was declined? But you're saying they did charge me for. I am being charged for this.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no confirmation.
Yeah,
that the order went through. So you saying I need to contact the merchant?
No, you contacted the right place. Because we handle the accounts for them.
Oh, okay.
We're just a third party call center, but we do handle the accounts for them.
What's the name of the company?
The company for the stealth drone? It is our factory direct store, sir.
Factory direct.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, sir.
But there's no title to the people that's putting out this product. I mean, is it tactical something or survival or
That would be,
patriots? Is that it?
yeah, that would be the merchandise that appear on your credit card, but the but like the product is the stealth drone.
Okay. So I didn't want to order two. Is there any way they can reverse one of those charges?
Well, sir, what I can do is I
They
can
were
offer
telling me
you.
the car was declined.
Well, sir, it is a valid charge. What I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund on that.
Well, I mean, I still would like to get the drone.
No, you're gonna get the drone, but
Oh.
on that 997 charge, it is a valid charge, and what I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund on that second drone.
Okay. Are they gonna still send me two?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the other one is for $8.25.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but now I don't
Cause
have
it's
any kind
just
of.
a, cause it's just the cause you just paid the shipping on that first drone.
Okay. And now I don't have any, confirmation or information. I can't track the order or anything, I have nothing.
Actually, that's not, I don't think that's true. I can give you the tracking number. It's been shipped.
Oh, it's been shipped. See, I didn't even know.
Yeah, it said it's been shipped and it does have a tracking number. Give me one second real quick. It's been shipped. It shipped out actually yesterday.
Now, where's it being shipped from?
Akron, Ohio.
Akron?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I got a sister live there. Just came from there last year.
But I can give you the tracking number so you can track
Okay, I'm
it.
ready. I'm ready.
All right, it's a long number, so let me know when you're ready.
Okay, give it to me in fours.
Yeah, I got you. Okay,
Okay.
so it is 9405 5112
5112.
0621 3413 4017 23.
Three. So let me repeat that back to you real quick. 9405-5112 0621 3413 4017 23.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know who the carrier is? Is it UPS or
Is
FedEx?
USPS.
Oh, okay. USPS.
Yes, sir.
Service. Okay. All right. Are they shipping both of them at the same time, or are they going out differently?
I couldn't tell you. I'm not so sure with that one. What I can tell you, give me one second. That was the initial one. Repeat that tracking number I just gave you.
Okay, you gave me 9405-5112-0621-3413-4017. 401723.
Yeah, they're being shipped at the same time because they got the same tracking number.
Okay. Okay, is there any way I can get any kind of email confirmation on this or anything?
I can give you the
order number.
The order. I can give you the order ID for those two.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, the order ID for it is 262.
262.
543.
543.
874.
874.
That's for the second one. For the first one, it's a different number. It's not the same, but the first three digits are the same. Let me know when you're ready for that one.
I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. It is 262. Mm-hmm. 542.
Mm-hmm.
591.
262. 542-591.
Yes, ma'am. You mean yes, sir.
All right. And the first one was 262-543-874.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right.
All right.
So, and do you have the name of the merchant?
No, I don't know necessarily the name of the merchant that will pop up on your that'll pop up on your card, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. So you can't tell what cards these are being charged to, like the last four digits or anything like that?
Yeah. The one that is the 874, that one, the card that's being charged with that one is the 9584 card. And the first one was the 7074 card.
Got it. All right. Well, you've been a big help, man. I'm finally getting someplace.
Yeah, no problem, sir.
I'm glad I can, clear this up. Okay, well, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, sir. And thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. All right.